I just want to read from Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2. And this is like a passage that I've been talking about a fair bit, but I just want to look at it from a little bit of a different angle again today. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2. And it says, looking unto Jesus. You know, look to Jesus. What are you going through right now? What are you looking at? Look to Jesus. Stop looking at your troubles. Sometimes I find that when you look at problems and focus on problems, you find more problems. My dear old dad used to say, don't try and find fault because you know what? You'll find it. And I just think to myself, if you're looking for solutions, you're going to find solutions and more solutions. Sometimes, you know, a little bit, just to let you in a little bit more in on my life, sometimes I treat problems like a game. Sometimes I treat challenges and tough times like a game. And you're probably thinking, really? You treat tough times like a game? Well, have you ever played a video game and you get to a certain level and it's just tough? It's like you don't seem to know how to overcome this enemy on all these spaceships, whenever you were born. For me, it was like, I grew up in the 80s. Yeah, so we had like really high-tech games, Space Invaders, all right? No, mic drop right there. I don't need to go any further. But you got to a certain level where things got quicker and things got faster and you had to learn a new skill to overcome a new level. That's why you got to treat it like a game, because then your mind goes into action and it wants to find solutions, all right? But again, you know, you don't focus on problems. You'll just hit a wall and find more problems. Treat it like a game. Looking unto Jesus, the author, the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Jesus endured the cross. At times I've been talking about what that word endurance means. But Jesus, one of the reasons why Jesus endured the cross was because he was nailed to something beyond the cross. I know that he was nailed to the cross in the natural, but in the supernatural, he was nailed to something greater than just the cross. He was nailed to a cause. If everything stopped at Jesus' death upon the cross, then that would have been the end of it. But Jesus knew that the cross was a mere gateway to a new level and a new form, which would transform eternal destinies. You see, Jesus was nailed to something beyond the cross. And I really do feel to say today, to someone here today, that you've gone as far as you can go in your current form. You've gone as far as you can go in your current form. You know, everything that you've used from your history, all of your experiences, all your know-how, all your wisdom, all your knowledge has gotten you this far. But you've gone as far as you can go in your current form. And that a greater level of transformation is now on the other side of a greater level of surrender. What if God had more for you, but you're so stuck or nailed to your past that you don't want to get unstuck and lay hold of the new thing that God has for you? God has something new for you. And you've gone as far as you can go in your current form. And again, your greater level of transformation is on the other side of a greater level of surrender. You see, Jesus said in John chapter 12, verse 24, unless the seed falls to the ground and dies, it's going to abide alone. But if it dies, it will produce much fruit. If the seed falls to the ground and it dies, that doesn't sound great, but thankfully the story doesn't stop there. When it dies, there's a time when it produces more fruit. I want to ask you, do you know what it is? This is a really deep question. Everyone lean in and be very serious right now. This is a very deep question. How come you're all smiling? I'm trying. Here's the question. You can tell it's not that. I'm not that serious. Do you know what it is that you need to lay down or surrender? Do you know what it is that you already need to lay down and surrender? If the answer is yes, okay, good, lay it down. The answer is no, okay, cool. Don't worry, just get on with what God has already told you to do. But there will come a time when He tells you what it is that He's requiring from you, because He wants you to encounter a greater level of transformation, and that is on the other side of a greater level of surrender.